Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Indore bags cleanest city tag for 8th year in a row. Surat secures second position. President Draupadi Murmu presents 78 Swachh Sarvekshan Awards in different categories. Bihar government announces free electricity up to 125 units to consumers ahead of state assembly polls. US President Donald Trump says trade deal with India to be finalized soon. IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over parts of Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh today. School holiday declared in several districts of Kerala and Karnataka. Amarnath Yatra halted due to bad weather. And in chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda enters quarterfinals beating Magnus Carlsen in freestyle Grand Slam in Las Vegas. Indore has once again retained its title as India's cleanest city for the 8th consecutive year. Surat secured the second position while Navi Mumbai ranked third in the central government's annual cleanliness survey, the 9th edition of Swachh Sarvekshan 2024-25 awards, were conferred by President Draupadi Murmu at a ceremony held in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, the President highlighted that cleanliness is one of the most important aspects of Viksit Bharat 2047 vision and urged countrymen to move forward in making the country clean, healthy and developed.
स्वच्छता से जुड़े प्रयासों के आर्थिक पहलू होते हैं, सांस्कृतिक आयाम होते हैं तथा भौगोलिक पक्ष भी होते हैं। मुझे विश्वास है बहुआयामी तथा समग्र दृष्टि के साथ संचालित स्वच्छ भारत मिशन भी सभी देशवासी मजबूती से भागीदारी करेंगे। सुविचारित और दृढ़ संकल्प के साथ सभी देशवासी वर्ष 2047 तक जिस विकसित भारत का निर्माण करेंगे उसी दिशा में हम जा रहे हैं।
In the category of cities with a population between 3 and 10 lakh, Noida emerged as the cleanest city, followed by Chandigarh and Mysore. Ahmedabad received the first position in the category of cities with a population of over 10 lakh. During the event, a total of 78 awards were presented across various categories. This year, the awards were presented across four categories, including Super Swachh League cities and the top three cleanest cities in five different population categories. We have more from our correspondent.
Eight cities of Madhya Pradesh have received awards in various categories in Swachh Sarvekshan 2024. Indore city has become the cleanest city of the country for the eighth time in a row. It has got the first place among the cities of Super Swachh League. As soon as this news reached, there is a festive atmosphere in the Indore city and people are congratulating each other. Bhopal city has got second place among the cleanest cities. Apart from this, Ujjain, Budni, Devas, Shahganj, Jabalpur and Gwalior cities have received awards in various categories. Indore Mahapur Pushyamitra Bhargava congratulated the citizen and appealed to everyone to welcome all Safai Mitras in the city. Prashant Sharma, Akash News, Bhopal.
The Bihar government today announced free electricity up to 125 units to consumers in the state from the 1st of next month. State Chief Minister Nitish Kumar announced the decision ahead of the Bihar Assembly polls, saying it will benefit 1 crore 67 lakh families in the state. He added that over the next 3 years, with the consent of these domestic consumers, solar power plants will be installed on their rooftops and at nearby public places. Mr. Kumar also said the Bihar government will fully bear the cost of installing solar power plants for extremely poor families under the ongoing Kutir Jyoti scheme. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said the logistic costs of the country will come down to 9% by the end of this year, addressing an event of a private news channel in New Delhi today. Mr. Gadkari said the reduction in logistic cost will increase India's exports 1.5 times. He noted that increased exports will create more employment opportunities and lead the path to an Atmanirbhar Bharat. The minister also highlighted that the government is on a mission to make India free from air, noise, water and fossil fuel pollution.
Waste to wealth. अब परली से इथेनॉल बन रहा है, परली से सीएनजी बन रहा है, परली से एविएशन फ्यूल बन रही है, तो धीरे-धीरे हमारे देश को जल प्रदूषण, वायु प्रदूषण और ध्वनि प्रदूषण से मुक्त करना, फॉसिल फ्यूल के प्रदूषण से मुक्त करना, ट्रैफिक जाम से मुक्त करना.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal tomorrow. During his visit to Bihar, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 7,000 crore rupees in Motihari. These projects pertain to the railways, roads, rural development, fisheries, electronics and information technology sectors. He will also flag off 4 new Amrit Bharat trains. Mr. Modi will also release 400 crore rupees to around 61,500 self-help groups in Bihar under the Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana, National Rural Livelihoods Mission. On the same day, Prime Minister Modi will visit West Bengal, where he will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees, covering the oil and gas, power, road and rail sectors. The Delhi government has ordered an anti-corruption branch ACB probe into alleged irregularities in the Jai Bhim Chief Minister Talent Development Scheme during the tenure of the previous Aam Aadmi Party government. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Education Minister Ashish Sood accused the Aam Aadmi Party of a 145 crore rupee scam during the COVID-19 period under their scheme.
पिछली सरकार ने जय भीम मुख्यमंत्री प्रतिभा विकास योजना नाम से एक योजना चलाई. प्रतिभाओं का तो जो विकास हुआ होगा वो आप सबके लिए भी शोध का विषय है, मगर विकास आम आदमी पार्टी के मंत्रियों और नेताओं का हुआ. बाबा साहब के नाम पर चलने वाली योजना में भी ऐसा भ्रष्टाचार कि स्वयं बाबा साहब की आत्मा कराती होगी.
He said Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta had recommended an investigation into the matter, following which Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena directed the ACB to initiate an inquiry. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today participated in the Sahkarita Evam Rozgar Utsav being held near Jaipur in Rajasthan. Mr. Shah flagged off 100 new police vehicles to be used for police stations, armed forces, troop carriers and training purposes. He distributed certificates and checks to the beneficiaries of various schemes and inaugurated various infrastructure projects of cooperation. Mr. Shah also inaugurated 24 warehouses built out of the world's largest grain storage scheme and 64 millet outlets for the promotion of Shri Anna. Addressing the event, Mr. Shah said cooperatives have contributed a lot to the country's development in the last 100 years. He added that but the next 100 years belong to cooperatives. He said cooperatives have an active role in 98% of rural areas.
8,50,000 cooperative ke madhyam se 31 crore log sahkarita se jude hain aur Narendra Modi ji ne सहकारिता मंत्रालय की स्थापना की. चार साल के अंदर हमने 61 इनिशिएटिव के माध्यम से सहकारिता को मजबूत करने का काम किया है. 2,00,000 नए पैक्स बनाने का काम शुरू हो गया है, उसमें से 40,000 पैक्स बना लिए गए.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the ongoing negotiations between India and the United States for a much-anticipated interim trade deal could be sealed soon. Mr. Trump said the talks are on track and the proposed deal could provide American companies greater access to the Indian market in line with the trade pact between the U.S. and Indonesia.
We have another one coming up, maybe with India. I don't know. We're in negotiation. When I send out a letter, that's a deal. In other words, that's a deal. They don't want to ever say that. Oh, how many deals have you made? The best deal we can make is to send out a letter. We're very close to a deal with India.
Meanwhile, the U.S. president announced plans to impose a unified tariff on over 150 countries and regions, mainly targeting those with limited trade ties with the U.S. Regarding Japan, Mr. Trump said negotiations are underway but expressed doubt about the outcome. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over parts of Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh today. IMD also issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall in Kerala, Mahe and South Interior Karnataka for the next 3 days. It added that strong surface winds are expected at isolated places over Andhra Pradesh, Kerala and Lakshadweep today. IMD has issued orange alert for Kasargod, Kannur, Wayanad and Kozhikode and yellow alert for several other Kerala districts. All educational institutions, including professional colleges and Kendriya Vidyalayas in these areas, will remain closed today. In Karnataka, orange alert is sounded for Dakshina Kannada, Udupi and Kodagu that are hit by copious rainfall since the last few days. Their district administration, these districts, have declared holiday for the schools and Anganwadi Kendras. More from our correspondent.
Relentless rain in Dakshina Kannada, Udupi, Chikmagaluru and Kodagu has disrupted normal life. Landslides have damaged houses and obstructed vehicular movement in these districts. The rivers are flowing at higher levels and precaution is advised by the administration. The tourists in these districts are advised not to venture near waterfalls and hilly terrains due to landslides. The vehicle movement between Bengaluru and Mangaluru was disrupted due to landslide in National Highway 75 near Kadba. Rainwater entered houses in these districts and people had to move to safer places. Power cuts and flooding were reported in several places due to torrential rainfall. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
Due to active monsoon conditions in Himachal Pradesh, intermittent rainfall is occurring across most areas of the state and it is expected to intensify further in the coming days. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall today and tomorrow and an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in several districts from the 21st to the 23rd of this month. We have more from our correspondent.
The continued monsoon rains in Himachal Pradesh have led to several incidents of landslides severely affecting the road network. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, a total of 226 roads, including one national highway, are currently blocked. In Sirmaur district, the Paunta Sahib Shilai National Highway remains obstructed. Additionally, 52 electricity transformers and 137 drinking water schemes have also been affected and restoration work is underway on a war footing. Since June 20th, a total of 109 people have lost their lives due to rain-related incidents in the state, while 35 people are still missing. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Continuous rains in Palamu, Garhwad, Deoghar, Kodarma, Sahibganj and other districts in Jharkhand have stalled daily life. The Ranchi Met Center has issued an orange alert for 4 districts and yellow alert for 11 districts. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Sri Amarnath Yatra has been temporarily suspended due to heavy rainfall along the Baltal and Pahalgam routes. No convoys were allowed from the Jammu base camp today. Meanwhile, the Indian Army has come to the immediate rescue of hundreds of Amarnath Yatris stranded due to a landslide triggered by relentless rainfall in the higher reaches of Jammu and Kashmir. On to sports. In chess, teenage Indian Grandmaster Ramesh Babu Pragyananda defeated world number one Magnus Carlsen to qualify for the quarterfinals of the freestyle Grand Slam chess event in Las Vegas. The 19-year-old outplayed the Norwegian champion in just 39 moves in a dominant round 4 clash last night. Domestic equity benchmarks Sensex and Nifty were trading lower in afternoon session today as the market showed mixed sentiment. This came amid U.S. President Donald Trump's statement that a U.S.-India trade deal is nearing finalization and subdued sentiment across Asian markets as investor caution grew due to uncertainty surrounding the future of U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. The 30-share BSE Sensex was trading 200 points down at 82,433, while Nifty 50 index nearly 50 points down to trade at 25,163 a short while ago. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Indore bags cleanest city tag for 8th year in a row. Surat secures second position. President Draupadi Murmu presents 78 Swachh Sarvekshan awards in different categories. Bihar government announces free electricity up to 125 units to consumers ahead of state assembly polls. US President Donald Trump says trade deal with India to be finalized soon. IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over parts of Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh today. School holiday declared in several districts of Kerala and Karnataka. Amarnath Yatra halted due to bad weather. And in chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda enters quarterfinals beating Magnus Carlsen in freestyle Grand Slam in Las Vegas. And with that, we end the midday news.